It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. And end of the program, I'll be praying for you. We are doing this program, the Healing Ministry of Jesus Christ. And we are learning how Jesus healed different people in different times. And we are learning and we are putting in our practice. And I want you to do the same. And that's the reason we are doing this program. I want each and every believer to be bold enough to pray for others. And God will do miracles. You don't have to worry. Today we are going to talk about Lazarus. Now there are two Lazarus in the Bible. One was a poor man begging. And he had the problems, all boils all over his body. And the dog used to come and lick. And he died and went to heaven. And the rich man went to hell. But this Lazarus is different. This Lazarus is the brother of Mary and Martha. Jesus used to go to their house. And one day Jesus went there and Martha was cooking. And she said, "Jesus, why don't you send Mary to help me?" Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things, but Mary has chosen the best part." And Lazarus also was Jesus Christ's friend. And here we see this story I'm going to tell you. It is recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 11. We don't see this story in any other Gospel, only in John's Gospel. So John's Gospel, chapter 11. And you can read this verse 1 to 45. Now, one day, Lazarus became sick. And he was very sick. And his sisters, they thought he'll die. So they sent the message to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, I think, was far away, at least 2 days' journey. And so, one man comes and gives the message that Lazarus is very sick and please come. And the man left. Jesus didn't go, but he said to his disciples, "This sickness is not unto death." So he is not going to die. And so disciples thought, okay, then we are not going. 2 days later, Jesus said, "Lazarus is sleeping. Let's go and wake him up." And one of the disciples said, "If he's tired and sick and weary and resting, he will wake up. Why we have to go there to wake him up?" Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Now somebody would say, "He said he's not going to die with this sickness. Then why is he saying he's now dead?" But Jesus Christ was not lying, because Jesus knew he can raise him up. So his sickness is not unto death. Once he is going to raise him, that means there is no meaning that he was dead. And not only that, he said he's sleeping. And so all the believers, their death is like a sleep. When Jesus Christ comes, we will rise again. So Jesus Christ comes, and Martha came to know that Jesus is in the town. But before he was coming, some of the disciples start saying, "Jesus, people were trying to stone to death, and they were to try to kill you, and why are you going back?" He said, "Well, when it's a day, we have to work. Night will come, nobody will be able to work. So I have to go and do the Lord's work, God's work." So he said, "I'm going." So other disciples, Thomas said, let's go and die with Jesus. We should not be afraid going there. And so they came. And while they were there coming, maybe the border of that village or so, somebody told Martha, he's in town. So she ran to him. She said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have been alive. So he said, well, he will rise again. Martha said, I know that. In the last day of resurrection, the judgment time, he will rise. Jesus says, no, I'm talking about I am the resurrection and I am the life. If somebody believes in me, and even though he is dead, he will rise. And if somebody is alive, he will never die. So she didn't understand, I think, and many Christians do not understand still. They are saying people are dying all the time. How come Jesus says, if you believe in me, you will never die? You have to read the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And there you read that Jesus Christ will come to take his believers, and the trumpet will sound, and dead in Christ will rise first. And the people who are alive, believing Jesus Christ, they will never die, but they will transform. And together, we will go to heaven to meet the Lord. So, what Jesus said, it's not a lie. If he comes today, I don't have to die. I will be transformed. So, there is no death for the believer. And even though they die, Jesus Christ has given them eternal life, and they will rise again. So, what Jesus said, it was not a lie, it was the truth. And so, it takes time to study the Word of God to get this kind of faith. So here Jesus Christ comes. Jesus already said, don't worry, even though he is dead, he will rise. And then she said, I know you can ask to the Father and God will do it for you. So meantime, she goes and brings her sister Mary. And Mary said the same thing. Then Jesus was just going to the burial ground, and here Pharisees start making fun of him. They said, if he was his friend, and if he would keep him alive and not allow to die, why he didn't do that? He thought everybody believing Jesus, they should never die. But Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said, even that they die, they will rise again. And when he comes back, the people who are on earth, they don't have to die. But people didn't understand. So everybody was crying. And Jesus was grown in the spirit, the word of God says. Why? Because of their unbelief. And each time people did unbelief, Jesus was disturbed. So he got tears in his eyes. And people start thinking, wow, he is crying. See how much he loved Lazarus. But personally, I do not believe he cried or he wept because of their unbelief. We have seen a couple of times is recorded in the Bible that Jesus wept. One time he saw Jerusalem and he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you didn't understand my coming. I wanted to take you under my wings, but you didn't understand his visitation. So then he said, the time will come and you will have some persecution because you didn't understand my coming. And then one other time Jesus Christ cried, that we read in a book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 7. There he cried with the tears and with a loud voice. And some people start saying Jesus Christ in the Gethsemane, he was praying that he do not want to go to cross. He do not want to die. And he said, take this cup away. And many people teach that thing and say, Jesus didn't want to die. And God did not hear his prayer. And sometimes when you pray, God may not hear your prayer. But that is not true. Jesus said when he came to this Lazarus tomb, he said, Lord, you heard me all the time. But now because of these people, you are going to raise him. And then these people will believe that I am the Son of God. And he said to disciples also, I'm glad that we didn't go and now he's dead and you're going to see the miracle and you will believe. So the Jesus Christ was not weeping and crying because he could not raise the Lazarus. He was weeping for their unbelief. But in Gethsemane, he cried loud with the tears. Why? You have to read. He was there praying and the sweat was coming like a blood. And so he was sweating the blood. And it's proven fact that if somebody is sweating the blood, that person would die. So Jesus knew that he is going to die in the Gethsemane. But he wanted to go to cross. If somebody said he didn't want to die, then he would have listened to Pilate. Pilate said, I can let you go. He said, no, you cannot because you have no authority. Jesus Christ, the Word of God says, he was slain before the foundation of the world. He came to die for mankind. He already told his disciples, I will die. They will bury and I will be rise again. I will rise again. So that was the promise. So Jesus was not crying that he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to go on the cross. But he didn't want to die in the Gethsemane. Because when he goes to the cross, when somebody dies on the tree, that is a curse. So Jesus came to take your curse and my curse on the cross. And Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, he says, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So the point I'm making, Jesus prayed in the Gethsemane, God heard his prayer, and God did not allow him to die in the Gethsemane. But here story is different. Jesus is not weeping that he cannot raise the Lazarus. He has the power. And so he can raise the dead people, and we already heard so many dead people he raised. Now here he comes. He was telling to people, roll the stone away. And Martha comes. And she said, Jesus, now he might be stinking. This is 4 days now. So he said, didn't I tell you? If you believe, you'll see the power of God or the miracle of God. Just believe. And then he went there and said, Lazarus, come forth. He said it loudly. And Lazarus came out. And then he said, untie him and let him go. And people saw this miracle and start praising God. But some of the people so angry that he is doing so many miracles and whole world is going after him, so let's go and kill the Lazarus also. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ did signs and wonders and miracles, but still people did not believe that he is the Son of God. Some people did, some people did not. So today also, if you tell somebody, Jesus Christ has given us the same power and people can be raised again from the dead, and people will be saying, we never saw anything like this. We have so many proofs that in this 21st century, people were died, and one man also was putting in the morgue and they give some injection and embalming and everything. But his wife, she read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and she read that some of the ladies' husband came back to life, or the loved ones came back to life. She said, I'm going to pray and my husband will rise again. So she went to the morgue, she went to this funeral home and said, give me the body of my husband. And she took the body, and there was a revival meeting going on in that Africa. So she wanted to bring that body to the church. But the pastor and deacons, they were afraid. They said, take it to the basement. Don't bring it here. It will be disturbance to other people. And the minister was preaching. His name is Reinhard Bunke. And he was preaching, and something happened to this man in the basement. He just woke up and he stood. And then he came out and gave the testimony. Today he's a pastor. He's a pastor. And he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. His videotape is available. You can just call Reinhard Bunke's office. He will give it to you. And many other people, they have it. If you call us, we will give it to you also. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ does miracles today. And so many people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Now see the situation. This man was dead for 4 days. I was studying this scripture and I was thinking, the man came to tell Jesus Christ that Lazarus is sick. And Jesus did not go and stay 2 days. And after 2 days he started journey, and then they said he was dead for 4 days. So that means when the man came to tell Jesus Christ, that man was already dead. When the man came back, he would have found out Jesus that Lazarus is already dead. Why? Because 2 days he waited, and after 2 days he came, and if the 2 day journey in 4 days. So that means Jesus knew this man is already dead, but he did not worry. He said, this sickness is not unto death. So he knew this sickness is going to glorify God. And when he raised him, many people glorify God. And so in the history of mankind, before Jesus Christ, not a single man raised somebody after he died, and 4 days later somebody raised him. There is a history. Elijah raised one child, and that was within a 24 hours or so. And Elisha raised another child, and that also was within a maybe 24 hours or what. And so there is no other record. But this one, 4 days. If you keep somebody in the morgue with a freezer, their body will be staying fresh. But here, hot sunny day and a cave, and you putting that body there, already body is wrapped up with a cloth, so it's a burning hot, and that body will decay. It will not take 4 days. It will decay within a day or so. But see what happened? When Jesus Christ told this man, Lazarus come forth, he came like a healthy man. We don't know what kind of sickness and disease he had. They loosened him, and they might have given him good clothes and gowns or garment or something, because Jesus knew he's going to rise again. So they might have made arrangement. It's not written in the Bible. So now this man is completely healthy, did not go to rehab. Jesus did not say, and let him relax for maybe 3 months or so. He's still weak, and gradually he'll be all right. All his organs were dead and gone. But when he's alive, every organ start working, and he had the same strength and same power, just like he was never sick. That's the way Jesus does. So if you think you have a problem, you have a sickness, you have a disease, you are taking medicine, you have cancer, you are taking chemotherapy, you are taking all kinds of radiation, you are losing hair, your body is getting weak, and you are having all kinds of problems, I'm not saying you should not be doing that. But I'm saying if you pray to God, you do not have to suffer like this. And even though somebody dies, those people can be raised again. Now somebody will say, did you raise anybody in your ministry. Now you are serving the Lord since 1956 until today. If I tell you, not a single person called me and told me, raise my child or raise my husband or wife. Nobody told me yet. And I did not get a chance. I'm not saying that God cannot use me to raise somebody else, but I didn't get a chance yet. But I'll tell you the real story. There was a lady, she was pregnant, and she was almost 10 months ready to deliver the baby. She went to the hospital, and doctor told her, your baby is dead. So why don't you step aside or go home? I have so many other ladies to deliver their babies. I will give you a call. So she came home. Her hospital was in walking distance. So she came home. Doctor never called her. And now it's almost more than 24 hours. She was standing in her front yard with her mother-in-law, and both of them were crying. And I just came from another town, maybe 200 or 300 miles. I was going that way, and I saw these people crying. I said, sister, why are you crying? Then she told me the story. She said, my baby is dead now, 24 hours. Doctor didn't call me yet, and my baby's poison might be going to my heart, and I might die. And that's why she was afraid. I told her, listen, did you hear the story of Lazarus? He said, yes, we are Christian. I know the story of Lazarus. But when you're going through problem, you cannot believe that Lazarus was dead and raised 4 days later, my baby will be raised. She didn't have that kind of faith. I said, if you believe, I'm going to lay hand on your stomach, I'm going to pray, and God will raise this baby. That baby will be alive, and you will have the safe delivery. She said, please pray for me. I laid hand and prayed, and I said, now your baby is alive. Go to hospital. Don't go to the same doctor. Don't go to the same hospital. Your baby is alive, and go, and you will have delivery. Now, at that time, the lady didn't say the baby is moving, or I believe that is some movement are happening, nothing. But she just believed what I said. She went and delivered the baby girl. Baby is alive, and that girl might be now 45 years old or more. And I saw her some time ago. So the point I'm making, even though I did not raise somebody in this world, but looking that lady's womb, I could not even see the baby. I could not see the baby is alive or dead. But I used my faith. If God could raise Lazarus after 4 days, this is only one day, 24 hours. And so I believe that God can raise this baby and she will be all right. And she believed it and she received the blessing. The point I'm making, there is nothing impossible with God. My God is all-sufficient God. What do you need from God? If you are pregnant and if you are losing your baby or having miscarriage after miscarriage, I prayed for many people who had miscarriage. Other day I was in New Jersey for the healing ministry, healing service. And I was in the car, and somebody called me over my cell phone. My daughter is losing baby. She's having miscarriage. I said, give it to the girl. And she gave it to her, and I said, listen, I'm going to pray. You ask God to forgive all your sins and give your life to Jesus and say, I'm going to raise this baby in the fear of God. And God saved that child. And other day, lady called me here and she said, my daughter gave birth to a girl and she is now 3 months old. Our God is a miracle working God. I'm going to give you a chance. First thing, you have to give your life to Jesus Christ. miracle happens for the believers. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. And you belong to God. Now, let's pray for your loved ones. Or pray for you if you have any problems. I told you this man was dead for 4 days and Jesus raised him. I told him the lady was pregnant and the baby was dead for 24 hours and I prayed and Jesus raised that child. Same God can do miracle. Let's touch somebody or touch yourself and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe if someone listening to my voice and they need healing, deliverance, you touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and let them know Jesus Christ is a miracle working God. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen? Now what you do? Just try to do the things which you were not able to do before. Start reading the Word of God. Go to church. Talk to your pastor. Tell your friends. Call the doctor. Do the checkup. Our God is a miracle working God. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.